Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to this week's segment of Live Without Limits. Today's show is titled Seven Surefire Ways to Profit Online. And why are we talking about ways to profit online? Simple. That when you look at the job market and where it has gone, more and more people are using internet marketing to build their business, whether it's small or large. So, effort only fully releases its reward after a person refuses to quit. Seven surefire ways to profit online. Can you write? If so, then you can make big money online. Now, I'm not talking about writing like Shakespeare, Stephen King, or James Patterson. I'm not even talking about writing with such perfect grammar that your high school English teacher would smile from ear to ear. Instead, I'm referring to your ability to use simple English to explain a simple process to your readers. Not sure if you can do that? Consider this. If you can give directions to a friend, coworkers, even your kids, then you can write how-to articles. And if you can write how-to article, then you can put money in your pocket. Now, the biggest thing that people don't realize is that just look at soap operas. You have a lot of people who do nothing but blog about soap operas, and they are being paid by the networks to help promote and increase ratings by putting their own spin on what is going to happen. So, here are seven surefire ways you can turn your content into cash. Create your own products. One of the most profitable ways to make money with content is by creating and selling your own information products. This includes reports, ebooks, home study courses, and similar products. Now, here's the key. You probably won't become rich selling just one ebook. Instead, you'll become wealthy by creating a sales funnel that you sell more products and more expensive products than your existing customers to your existing customers. That means you might start by selling $7 report to bring customers into your sales funnel. But after that, you should be selling them $47 ebooks, $100 courses, and so on. And let me just back up and let me just talk to you a little bit about why this is important, that people just don't understand what we're talking about, or what is a sales funnel. And a sales funnel is how you build a process, a way of building you a... Okay, let's talk a little bit about what is a sales funnel, because this is something that a lot of people just don't understand, how to use a sales funnel and how important it is, because a sales funnel becomes something that that visually describes the sales process from initial contact to final sale. It uses the metaphor of a leaky funnel into which a seller can drop sales opportunities. At some point, sales opportunities are removed from the funnel because potential customers become uninterested or you determine their lack of fit. And a sales funnel usually starts by using an autoresponder. Note, let's back up. What it first does is it uses a landing page or a sales page, a pitch that you use to get people to come into and give you your email address. And that could be something where you're selling a free white paper, or it can be a case study, anything that can help them learn how to build a business or whatever it is that you're selling and promoting. The stages of a sales process refer to potential customers' degree of readiness to commit to a deal from the seller's perspective. Or put in a different way, readiness may be seen as the probability of the sale taking place. And for so many people, they just don't understand how to utilize a sales funnel. Or, let me tell you something, write articles to promote affiliate offers. The problem with making money by creating your own products is that you're solely in charge of all the customer service calls. You'll need to deal with cranky customers. You'll need to issue refunds, and you'll even have to absorb the cost of the chargebacks. The solution? Write articles to promote other people's offers instead. If you find digital affiliate products or sites like ClickBank.com, if you prefer to sell physical products, look to sites like CJ.com. Oh, that's, if I can remember, CriticalJustice.com or CustomerJustice.com. And if you understand what all these things mean and how you can build your business, both of these sites will include the promotional materials you will need in introducing your list in other communities to synergistic content prior will skyrocket your response. So, what do with the articles? Here are three ideas. Post them on your website. Submit them to article directories like ezinearticles.com, goarticles.com, and articlealleys.com. Upload them to social media sites like squidoo.com and facebook.com. Now, why is this important? Because Facebook has millions and millions of people, and all they have to do is, even when you have a website, if it, the more you use search engine optimization keywords, people that key into Google, certain words will fall into and read your articles. And once they've read one article, they will, in essence, be looking for other articles that they want. So, join warriorforum.com. Okay, let's back up. The next thing you need to think about is to become a ghostwriter. If you rather sell your services, then you'll want to consider becoming a ghostwriter who creates articles, products, and content for other people. You can promote yourself by joining the warriorforum.com and list your services under the Warriors for Hire section. Plus, you can join freelancing sites like Elance.com or GetAFreelancer.com. Finally, browse Craigslist.com and or post your own ads. And why is this important to understand? Is that when you post ads, when you think about the things that you need to do, and I can tell you that the freelance.com, if you post, or even Fiverr.com, you use those sites and promote yourself like say for $5 that you will write copy for someone or whatever it is that you want to charge, the more that you get people to do for you what they need, because if you can write, if you can post, if you read something that you see that's important to someone else, you can always utilize all of these pieces to build and help you grow a business. And you know, the one thing that we've been talking about here when we're talking about being a ghostwriter is what you are is a virtual assistant. And there are so many solopreneurs or entrepreneurs today that work from home that will use someone else that works from home as a ghostwriter. And Craigslist is known as one of the best ways to market and advertise for free. Use your powers of persuasion. If you have a knack for sales, persuasion, then you can make even more money, really good money, by creating sales letters, ad copies, and other sales materials for marketers, both online and offline. In addition to advertising and the three ways mentioned above, you may consider approaching local business owners directly to offer your copywriting services. By utilizing and working with a small businessman, many companies look at that as an opportunity to reduce their expenses rather than going to a company that sells advertising and charges thousands of dollars. And it's a matter of understanding how you can write. I think people forget that back when you were in elementary school and high school, the biggest thing that was emphasized that you had to take was English, and having a good command of writing and English. And with the advent of the cell phone and texting on the cell phone, it has created a whole new language. The problem with that is that a lot of the younger generation are losing sight of what is good grammar. So if you have the talent and the experience and you can use good grammar, then you can build that business and that experience. So here's another one. Start a membership site. Instead of creating a series of related products to sell, you can create a membership site that you update with content daily, weekly, or monthly, depending on your niche. In essence, you're creating an automatic sales funnel. Since your customers will get rebuilt every month, that means you can spend more time creating content and less time chasing down new customers. I have seen membership sites for people who teach selling. And what it is that they have a core group of customers that have bought their entry-level products. And what they are looking to do is to keep you as a customer. And as they get into wanting more intense programming, and you can create videos and upload them to a site that you want people to pay to be able to utilize, then what you do is create a membership site. And the more that you can create content that people want to see, then they will be willing, especially if that content has value to them in their business or in their personal life, then they will be willing to pay you to keep giving them more information. And IMAG, your way to profits. If you really enjoy writing, then creating an inbox magazine is for you. That's because some of the most popular IMAGs are those where the owner writes on a regular schedule, for sure weekly, but in some cases more. You can make money with your IMAG by selling advertising space, offering your own products, selling affiliate products, leveraging your traffic to gain other opportunities, such as publicity or even a book deal. Create a profitable autoresponder course. Finally, you can make money by creating a multi-part e-course that's embedded with links to affiliate offers. Then you create a squeeze page to persuade people to join your e-course and start driving traffic to this page. Once you build your list, you'll make money on autopilot, especially if you load up several months of evergreen messages. You might write a 16-part weight loss e-course that helps people lose 20 pounds. If you deliver these messages on a weekly basis, that's 4 months of content, and each message gives you an opportunity to suggest additional solutions, such as weight loss supplements, exercise equipment, low-calorie recipe booklets, and similar. You just discovered 7 proven ways to turn your content into cash online. And what's your next step? Start writing. And what I want to talk about now is to talk to you about things like autoresponders. And why is autoresponders important? Because instead of you having to write new content or to keep sending out emails, when you use an autoresponder, what does it do? It helps you build and create more information for the future. So many people just don't recognize what it is that they can do to create an ongoing business and how to keep in touch with people on a regular business, not even just thinking about the kinds of business that you have and how to utilize everything in a way to keep in touch with your customers or even your business partners. For so many people, they just don't know how to utilize those things to help them grow and expand their business on an ongoing basis. And what I want to talk about a little bit more are autoresponders, because autoresponders become something that can help you build your business. And what you need to think about is how you can use an autoresponder that will help you keep in touch with your customers. So let's talk about the ultimate guide to creating an email autoresponder. And reasons you need an autoresponder. You've already created the content, the apprehension for most bloggers when it comes to finding something to trade for an email address is that they don't have the time or know-how to create a comprehensive ebook or report. They feel like they have to create some brand new, never before seen content. An email autoresponder easily makes use of the blog content you've already created. Most readers haven't read everything you've written, nor have they read in a sequential order. Your email autoresponder groups related topics together and packages it neatly in the convenience of your readers, delivering it right to them. You don't have to create new content in order to make this happen. You can use what you've already written for your blog. And think about all of the things that you can do that can help you pull it all together. So, what you're doing is you're trading an email for an email. When you ask readers for their email in order to sign up for an autoresponder, it makes sense. You need their email in order to deliver the information, and it's a transaction that doesn't hint of a hook. Downloading an ebook or a report doesn't require an email, but that's the trade they have to make in order to get it. Readers aren't dumb. They know they could get an ebook if they provided a direct link to it. They know you're after their email. Their email address is your prize. So, readers sign up and understanding that they will be receiving your email. Some readers give you their email to get the report or ebook or infographic and don't understand that they'll be added to your regular email list. Perhaps you didn't make it clear, or they are new to how these things work. After all, they just wanted an ebook, not to be added to an email list. So, how many times have you gone and grabbed an ebook and then not read it? I have an impressive library of free ebooks I've downloaded and never read. An email autoresponder is a bit different. It's not the full deluge. It's not a 42-page PDF. It's your best information fed into an already drip, like an information. And even better, it arrives in their inbox, the place they spend most of their day anyway. You meet them on their turf in their time. Email is a good place to mention your latest projects. When it comes to selling or promotion, single solitary landing pages are powerful, particularly if you understand the art of creating copy and graphics that get readers to do what you want them to do on your landing pages. But maybe you're not up to the landing pages just yet, though you still have something to promote. Where do you do the promotion at? So, as you see, using an email, using something to keep in touch with your customers, even if it's just nothing, but to give them an article that you think they will benefit from. What it does is it helps them to get to know, like, and trust you. And the more they know how to know, like, and trust you, then the more they will become your customer down the road. And what we don't realize is that people will and may not read all your emails, but what they will do is over time, the more they get to know you, the more they will learn to like your content. And when they learn to like your content, then guess what will happen? And what I want to teach you about is also a little bit about the powers of persuasion. Why the powers of persuasion? Because when you work with people, some of the things that you need to think about is how you can influence them. And if you know how to use the power of persuasion, then you will learn how to be able to control people. Or I don't mean control them, but in essence, help them to build some of the trust that they would need. And let's look at what it is, the power of persuasion, and how it can help you get exactly what you want. Persuasion is a key element of all human interaction, from politics to marketing to everyday dealings with friends, family, and colleagues. Persuasion is a basic form of social interaction. Unfortunately, persuasion is both notoriously difficult to pull off and almost impossible to resist when you do well. Psychologists have long been fascinated by persuasion and why some people are more persuasive than others, and why some strategies work where others fail. What you want to do is understand how you can utilize many of the same tools and grow your way of interacting with people. If you want to bring people around to your point of view, try framing a favorite tactic of spin doctors. Framing is about leading people to think about an issue or an opinion in a way that is advantageous to you, explains George Beiser of Union College in Schenectady, New York. And framing is a key tactic in an election campaign. Think about it. We are currently moving into the year of when we are electing a president. So listen to the spin doctors. Listen to what the candidates say, because they are going to try and tell you how they can help you to live a better quality of life. And then you have to sift through all of the information that they give you, and you have to figure out what is good information, what is bad information. And let me tell you something. Right now, all you have to do is listen to Donald Trump. And I think deep down he knows there's no way he can ever be president. But what is he doing? He is always one of the best and able to show you how to persuade people to his way of thinking. And I would like to invite you to visit my website, thenumber1personalcareercoach.com, where you can sign up for both individual and group coaching, and we can help you put together a strategy on building a successful business.